everyone, and welcome to another episode of Banking Matters. I'm your host, Lindsay Hughley, and joining me today is Elizabeth Holdreth. Elizabeth is one of our own and is a compliance advisor on our compliance hub team. And I am so excited to announce that she is joining me as co-host. So welcome to Banking Matters, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. I am really excited to be joining the podcast team and kind of getting my feet wet in terms of podcasts. I've done a little bit with doing some training and some on-camera work with the Compliance Hub side of things, but I have never done a podcast, so we are like breaking new territory here, and you're going to have to usher me in on this one.
Well, it's an easy process, I promise, but I'm so excited to have your personality and your viewpoints that you can bring to the show, and I know that our guests and our listeners are really going to love it. It's going to be great. So why don't we start with you telling us who you are, what your experience looks like?
Well, let me start rambling. So my name is Elizabeth Holtrup. I have been with the Compliance Alliance team for just about, I want to say 8 months. So we'll just round it to a year and we'll just kind of fudge that. But it's honestly been some of the best months of my professional life because it's just been a phenomenal fit for what feels like my personality and what I was looking for in a new position in a job. So I feel tremendously blessed that I'm able to work on the team here. It's really so much fun to do my job every day. And a lot of times, you know, you can't always say that even when you're working a job and faithfully doing job duties as assigned. So I kind of pinch myself that I get to do this work. Being that I come from a banking background and that I really do have such a care and passion for the types of banks we serve, especially community banking. It just is such an opportunity to work with community bankers every day and help folks navigate compliance waters. It's a special little niche we work in, but it's a good one.
Absolutely. I feel the same way. I've been here a little over 2 years now, and I still feel the same way. Just being able to have that purpose to help so many community banks and to be, I just feel like within our group, we're able to keep our fingers on the needle of really like regulatory changes that may take a long time to trickle down to some of these smaller community banks. And so I know you guys over at Compliance Hub, y'all help me all the time. And so it's just a really great experience. And we're so glad that you are here. So what led you here? You mentioned that you had been in banking before. So what's your career journey look like?
Yeah, so I came from working with compliance at a community bank, and specifically I was with a holding company that owned two community banks. It was a family-owned holding company, very close-knit to our community, so many deep ties within the area where I was born and raised and have chosen to live. So it really mattered to me to be working at a bank that was locally owned, knew about what matters to our little area here. I'm in Northwest Iowa. Agriculture is big here. Having a bank that is tapped into the needs of our specific community and, you know, owned and employed by people who live in the small towns we serve meant a lot to me. So I was on the compliance team there, and we worked with one bank that was FDIC regulated, another that was OCC regulated. So I got to juggle some of those slightly different, but same, considerations when it comes to exam time. It was just a real pleasure. I focused on the whole alphabet of all the regulations. I helped with our overall compliance management system. Lots of different aspects. It's always kind of whatever you need to do, compliance is going to put on that hat and they're going to serve as needed. With that said, I did focus somewhat on consumer lending regulation, and that is because I transferred into compliance from having had some experience as a consumer lender myself. So that is one thing that when I'm chatting with bankers, when we're talking compliance, that matters to me so much that I have had that experience. I've walked a mile in those shoes, and I never want to be one of those compliance people who, not that any of us do this, but I never want to lose focus of what it's like to be the staff on that side of the desk. Sometimes when we're looking at the rules, we're just reading the black and white page and we're applying it in kind of an abstract way. It can sometimes be easy to forget that these are real life people struggling with real life rules. So having been a consumer lender myself and having juggled TRID while I'm serving customers, while we're getting loan estimates out the door within timeframes, while I'm, you know, trying to make sure that I got pay stubs from customers and, you know, while I understand that a realtor is knocking on my door, all of those things that a lender juggles, I try to keep that in mind like every day while I'm working compliance, because it's not just, nope, sorry, Reg Z says you can't do this. This is a real person with a real consideration who's serving real customers. And I try to keep that forefront all the time in my mind, that real life banking experience from my past.
Absolutely. And I think about it all the time, like had without my background, I was in the bank for about 12, 13 years before I came over here. And so I was able to do the gamut of things except lending. I did everything except make a decision on a loan. And so, but I just keep thinking about how difficult it would be to read these regulations without actually having experience how they're supposed to function. Yep. And it is like a magical art almost of having to take these written regulations and being able to orchestrate them into policies and procedures and actionable items. Yep. And actionable situations to where you can realistically carry that out. So I know definitely our members are so appreciative of that viewpoint and that mindset too. I love that so much because before I came to work for Compliance Alliance, we were Compliance Alliance members. And so I was able to utilize all of our services. We revamped our entire program in the years that we had been with you guys. And so it's really cool to have been able to have that experience on both ends of everything, because it makes just so much more of a well-rounded knowledge base that I carry, but also a more well-rounded viewpoint to give to our members. That way I can fully help them, and I know how beneficial the compliance sub-services are, the review services, all of it. It's just, it's really cool.
What I love specifically about Compliance Alliance is that we're here to support banks. We're not trying to take work away from the banks. And I know that's something that's tremendously important to my small town banks. Like I said, I came from a bank that was family owned, locally owned. And one of their huge focuses is they want to keep employment within the community, which I love. That's such an important aspect and mindset. What I love about Compliance Alliance is that we can provide that support, which can help you keep your compliance in-house. It can help you keep those staff driving down Main Street, employed in your offices, but we are here to provide some of those specialized sticky services where everyone just needs a little bit of help sometimes, because, oh my goodness, when I was at the bank, I was calling hotlines. I mean, you're a one-stop shop and you need, at some point you need someone who can help consult and or just talk something through. Sometimes you just need someone to bounce it off, someone who knows what Reg B, C, and DD is, and then can help you figure out which one you're looking at.
Absolutely. And all of the banks that I've had the pleasure of working for, I've also been family owned and all in the teeny tiny rural West Tennessee too. So everything that you're saying resonates with me so much. And I'm sure that it does with our members as well, because majority of our guests that, especially the guests that I've been able to interview, they accidentally end up in compliance, but they 9 times out of 10 all leave with this passion for helping their employees, helping their communities. And I just feel like that's such a cornerstone, and it always has been my passion since I have been in banking. And I've realized what a heavy influence a community bank really does have on their communities. And like I said, just being able to have a resource like what we offer across the board, be that BCO, audit, you guys on hotline and chat, and then all of the webinars and trainings that we have available. It's a little wild to think about that we have all of that to offer. And so I think you mentioned you've started helping with some of our webinars, right?
Yeah, it has been so much fun. I've been able to do 3 already. And I just love this way of connecting with people. And that's partly why I'm so excited to join the podcast team as well, because I just love how being on camera helps us to connect more. And I wish that I could actually be sitting behind a camera, like having a whole Zoom training. And that is actually what sometimes like our huddles that do have more of that interactive component. And some of my coworkers run the huddles. But to me, being on camera feels like it's another step toward really connecting with our folks. I do write articles. Obviously, I'm on the hotline, and that's words on a screen, which is also important. But yeah, I just, not just because you can see there's a face behind a name. In this world of AI and bots taking over everything, sometimes I think it's really easy to be a little bit concerned, like, do I really know if that name on the screen is a robot or a real person? So, hi, folks. I'm Elizabeth. If you've ever been on a hotline chat with me and you saw a few typos, that was probably me, like, fumble fingering because I'm typing so fast. Like, it's a real human here. But that's the pleasure of being able to help people, is knowing that we are real people. And sometimes I think that as much as compliance can feel it's related to legal, it's very nerdy, it's... I call myself a nerd. I don't label anyone else a nerd, but I'm proud to call myself a nerd. It can feel so dry and boring, but when it comes down to it, it's the people behind it. It's the people we're serving. We're serving bankers who are serving community members who just want to get a debit card to access their hard-earned funds. They just want to get a loan to buy their first home. It really comes down to some of those just basic things where we all connect on a human level. And I really do think of it kind of as a helping profession. You said that recently. I don't claim to be a nurse or a teacher or any of those, you know, true helping professions, but I love when we can help people take a little bit of stress off their shoulders, take a little bit of the burden off. Let's carry it together. We're in this together.
Absolutely. Some of my favorite experiences as a VCO, a virtual compliance officer. So my job's a little bit different. I don't get to touch all of our members and help them like that. I'm not as available as you are, but I have just a small portfolio of banks that I get to work directly with day in and day out. And my favorite experiences are even doing in-person or virtual training that we've done, especially just when I've been able to tailor it directly to what I know the bank needs and directly to how it will serve us best. And when I get an email afterwards saying, that was amazing, I've never had it put that way, but I have a passion for helping people understanding why. Why do we have to follow all these cumbersome rules? What does it look like? Why are we having to do 10 extra steps? And when you can really tie all of that together, I get amped up, and I've been lucky enough to be able to go and visit a couple of my banks as well in person and do training at those whenever I've been there. And so that being able to have boots on the ground and experience their communities that they are helping, it's just really cool being able to have this kind of experience and opportunity to really help make a difference in keeping these community banks alive, because they literally are all cornerstones of their communities. It's really exciting. And it's funny to think I wanted to be a marine biologist when I grew up.
And I love that.
Here we are.
I love that. I know. It's incredible that those of us who end up in compliance and really, really enjoy it. Like, I've never met someone who wanted to become a compliance officer. When I went to college, nobody said, do you want to major in compliance officer stuff? I was a history major. I loved history. I enjoyed legal studies and didn't go to law school after college. And I'm just so grateful that I get to work adjacent to legal studies and I get to work in government regulation and stuff like that. It is so funny though. I mean, when you go to college, you want to be a marine biologist, you know, high school, college, whatever education you have. It's funny how we land in compliance, and it's funny how you stumble into it. Even when I took my loan officer job, I didn't really know what compliance was. Some of my first lending trainings introduced me to things like TRID and fair lending and CRA and Reg O and things that now, you know, those of us in the profession, we can rattle those things off our tongue, but it blew my mind. I didn't know truly that there were certain lending rules that were affecting me as a consumer. I didn't know that like there was fair lending that was protecting me from not being discriminated against. You know, I don't have to be married to get a credit card. Cool. And I truly didn't know that there was behind the scenes rules and regulations that people were faithfully following that I was just benefiting from as a consumer, or that, you know, banks were tearing their hair over because there are certain regulations that we all kind of want to tear our hair over. But yeah, it's some of this behind the scenes stuff that you never really would have to think about as a regular citizen or a regular consumer. But it becomes the forefront for people like us where we're working with this day in and day out.
Yes, for sure. It's funny as we've kind of, as I've kind of navigated my career, I thought that I wanted to be in operations until I accidentally got put in compliance. And I was like, hey, this is kind of the same thing, but better. And so I remember whenever the opportunity presented itself, so I called one of my mentors. He'd been in banking forever. He was one of my instructors at banking school. And so I'd worked with him for the last 2 years. And I was like, hey, what do you think about this? He was like, everybody's going to hate you. And I was like, no. And I was like, I can do it differently. Like, I do understand that there are some people that are in compliance that it's very boom, boom, boom. But like I said, I have a passion for helping people understand why. And so my thing is, I've always like kind of brought my employees along and like, hey, this is why we have to do this. And I'm here to work with you to make this easier. We have one goal to achieve, but there are 1,000 different ways to get there. And we want to make sure that we are doing the best that we can. And so, honestly, I feel like that I've seen a lot more, especially on this side of things, working with so many compliance officers, that thought process of helping the entire employee base as a whole, I feel like is more of the rhetoric now around compliance than the old, oh, compliance, nobody likes you kind of vibe. And so I think that there are different ways that we can navigate it. And I do think the tide is kind of shifting as far as, or at least that's my thoughts, as far as the outside thoughts of compliance and everything. So I really do. It is exciting to know that we can be in a role that can help so much and just be able to like make a difference and not be hated.
You know, I agree with that. And it feels a little hurtful when you feel like you're the bad cop in town and when people are a little scared of you. I'm going to admit, I had those moments when I was working in the bank where I'd come over, I'd knock on someone's office door and you see their face kind of freeze because they're like, oh, the sheriff is in town. Like, Elizabeth just showed up. What did I do wrong? And folks would literally joke. They'd be like, okay, Elizabeth, tell me what I did wrong. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to break the bad news, right? But even when we have to break the bad news, doing it with a sense of compassion and a sense of teamwork, that we're here to find what went wrong and fix it now so that the problem doesn't get worse in the future, so that we can discover if maybe there's a training gap for some staff. Maybe they didn't realize what they were doing wrong. Maybe policy and procedures were written a little vague and they didn't realize, you know, what was happening. Or maybe we just need some webinars and some training to help people understand some of the nuance of what's going into their job. When we can look at everyone's daily job from that perspective of let's figure out how to help people succeed, because 99% of the time, the staff I worked with were tremendously wonderful people who wanted to succeed in their job. They wanted to produce excellent work and they needed a compliance to help them see where there might be gaps so that they could achieve that excellence. I mean, we're on the same team together. And it was some of my proudest moments when I would be able to talk with staff and they'd be like, oh yeah, I love chatting with you. And I was like, well, cool, I love chatting with you too. And it doesn't have to be on a personal level, but you don't want anyone to be scared of compliance walking in the door. You just Absolutely. Don't want that. We're here as a team to fix things and make things better.
Right. And I do love how you pointed out, like, we're just here to identify gaps. Is it a reoccurring problem that we can fix so that we can all do our job better? Yeah. And so that's kind of, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't really particularly like being told I was wrong. But like you said, going about it with compassion, but also if you have the mindset that everything is fixable, like when they're identified, we just have to keep going and move forward and any new changes that have to be made. It's just the adaptation to the regulations, to the times, technology-wise, especially here lately. And so just being adaptable. I know that you had said that probably not everybody goes to school thinking they want to be a compliance officer. The Washington State Bankers Association, they have a new program that is directly tied to providing a banker certification. And they're looking to do that in colleges. And I believe this spring, they're actually doing the pilot program for high school level so that kids can go through this. They can gain the skills because, again, you don't really know what regulations are involved with banking. You don't know what that is, what it looks like, what opportunities are in banking, but I was able to talk with them about that at the end of last year. But a super cool program because, again, I have a passion for my job and I love it. And I want other people to realize how cool it can be and what all banking can involve besides just cashing your checks and making loans. There's so much to it. And it's really cool to hear how similar our thoughts and our values are. It's pretty great.
I love that idea of that kind of program you just described. I hadn't heard about state or state banking associations doing that. And that is so exciting to me because if someone had come to me in high school and offered me that kind of information and opportunity, like when I was in high school, I thought banking would be cool, but I thought that my options would be to be like a teller, like work on the teller line, because that was my only experience with bankers was going in and putting some money in my savings account or, you know, putting my high school paycheck in my account or whatever. I just didn't know what went into banking besides the people that I saw when I walked into a bank. So to expose students at an early age to what their opportunities could be. Oh gosh, I love that, Lindsay. I'm excited about that. That's awesome.
It is great. And I'm pretty sure other state associations can utilize it as well. It's called DreamWorks. And so it's really, really awesome. It is. Now, I would love to kind of make a blur to our listeners that we are always looking for guests on our podcast. So if you are interested in being a guest, maybe you have a really unique experience that you would love to share with our listeners, or you're a specialist in something very niche in your bank, or your career has just exposed you to a plethora of different things, and you would like to share that, please send us an email at info@compliancelaunch.com. And one of us will get back with you. We'll reach out with you to try to set up when we can record and explain how that process would go. We're always looking for new guests to be on Banking Matters. And Elizabeth, I'm so excited that I got to introduce you today. Do you have anything you would like to say as we wrap up?
Well, just thanks for having me, Lindsay. And I am really excited to be part of this going forward and just to have another opportunity to connect with other members and other people in our little corner of the profession. It's a real pleasure.
Absolutely. It's great. And for the rest of our listeners, that's Banking Matters.